Well, the mics are back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, not just host of Radio Entrepreneurs. For those who do tune into the show, I am chairman and CEO of Mage LLC, the management consulting firm. And, you know, we're streaming more stories than ever before. Why? Because in this new economy, people want to stay in business. People want to keep paying paychecks and paying taxes and keep the economy going. And I think 80% of us are finding ways to do that. And if you're looking for stories about how people are finding ways to do that, I think a good firm to peek into would be Bloom Shapiro. And we're going to speak with Frank Levesque. Welcome, Frank.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Good to be with you.
Great. Frank, you're in HR at Bloom Shapiro. It must be quite a busy time for you.
It's probably as busy, if not busier, than we've ever been. We're relatively new to the firm, probably a couple of years, but I can tell you that in general, we're busy. But right now, it is as busy as it's ever been.
I don't know if this is the topic, but furlough, not furlough, bring them back from furlough, PPP. You know, how do I treat my employees offsite? How do I keep them motivated? How do I compensate them? You know, I would think I'm a management consultant, but you know, you got this, you know, you get into the tactics. You must be on the phone or Zoom all day long with companies telling them what not to do.
Well, sometimes we can help them decide what to do, but certainly, I mean, your list is not all exhaustive. And I mean, if you look at this whole series of events sequentially, I mean, it started with employers very abruptly having to make decisions, gut-wrenching decisions around reducing their workforce, and having to work through that. And do I put people on furlough? Do I go to a full unemployment? Do I reduce my hours? What are my options through unemployment? What's this work share program thing? And working through all that, all the while trying to get their PPP loans in and get questions answered and find a bank. And I just, you know, the amount of concerns that employers all of a sudden had seemingly overnight just was dizzying. And so we've been there with them through that process, and certainly in managing those that you have out on furlough, those that are still working. And then now we're back, you know, to sort of how do I bring people back to work? The, you know, maximizing the PPP loan forgiveness and the interplay with, you know, who to bring back and when. It really is just a seemingly endless list of concerns that are keeping business owners and leaders up at night.
Well, can we do a David Letterman shortened version? Maybe give us some, maybe top five issues that you're trying to help companies with right now to navigate through?
Is that sure? Right? Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you're better looking than David Letterman, but that's not a high bar.
I can't grow the beard that he has, though. I've tried a couple of times, so
I don't know where he's going with that.
And he certainly makes more or has more money than I'll ever have. But that being said, so I would say that, you know, on the top of everyone's minds is safety. And, you know, this is the time where a lot of leaders and business owners are having to walk the talk. They certainly all have their core values and their, you know, pronouncements around safety all the time in their handbooks and on plaques on walls. But this is really the time where I like to call the secret sauce, you know, of leadership comes into play, which is, you know, compassion and empathy and walking the talk with your employees. And so that means certainly keeping them safe when you're bringing them back to work, but also, you know, before you're bringing them back to work, making sure that you are putting together a robust plan and your employees are seeing that and understanding it and feeling that you are doing everything you can to keep them safe. And that goes not just for the field, but also for the office. And I think we all see this through our own sort of individual lens. And so we have to take that into account too, that not everybody is seeing this the same way. So certainly helping employers with, you know, these safety plans and making sure that they are following the guidance of the CDC and others locally and nationally. And then certainly the decision process around, you know, not only reducing your workforce, but bringing people back and, you know, the criteria that you're using, making sure that you're doing that in a non-discriminatory way that makes sense for the business. And, you know, applying sort of the same principles to bringing people back as you would in the first place of having to, you know, reduce staff. There are still certainly employers that are wrestling with trying to bring people back, maximizing that PPP loan forgiveness, but not necessarily having all the work available to give them yet. And we've got a lot of employees that are out on unemployment right now that are receiving enhanced benefits that in many cases is allowing them to receive more in unemployment than they ordinarily would at work. And so you've got sort of this soup of real competing concerns and priorities for both employers and employees. So we're helping a lot of our clients work through that. And of course, there are people that are legitimately sick or have underlying health conditions that are causing them to be concerned about being at high risk. They've got people at home that maybe are compromised or sick. And how do you bring them back? Can you bring them back? And doing that in a way that's compassionate and supportive, but also legal. And we're not attorneys, but we're able to help them work through the thought process around, you know, the various employment laws that may come into play and considerations that employers should have in that process of trying to bring people back, and that everybody's situation is their own individual situation. As I mentioned earlier before, as much as employers want to have a checklist and a rubber stamp approach to, you know, to the challenges that they're encountering, each one really has to be dealt with on its own merits. I would say also how people are working and where they're working and when they're working. The whole remote work experiment and how that's exploded, and you know, the erosion, I think, of FaceTime meaning equaling productivity and engagement, and employers really starting to rethink how work gets done, where it gets done, and when it gets done, and, you know, equipping both employees and managers with the tools that they need to adapt to that. Some of us, including some of us, you know, here today, are perhaps already sort of familiar with or experienced with, you know, having to work remotely or part-time or full-time, what have you. But there are a lot of folks that are still adjusting and, you know, having, you know, some having more challenges than others, both as the employees sort of working remotely, but also the manager having to manage those employees. And then I would say certainly the work environment itself. I just read an article the other day about developers rethinking buildings and smart windows that don't have blinds so that nobody has to touch them and they self-regulate. Rethinking their, I was just talking to a client the other day, he was thinking about how air gets circulated in his office. Developers are also thinking about, you know, the increase in square footage per employee to allow for more space between people, you know, eliminating common entrances so that there, you know, there's no sort of stacking up of people in the morning or in the afternoon or what have you. So it's a real interesting time and one that, you know, I don't think there's going to be any sort of, you know, light or a switch that gets flipped anytime soon. I think it's, we're all learning together. And, you know, I think that, you know, we're in it for the long haul. And I think that, you know, there certainly will be a lot of good that comes out of it too. I think, you know, we all will be learning quite a bit about, all of these things. And, it seems like sometimes it's daily that, you know, we learn something new. And, so we're all just, you know, trying to make it work together.
Frank, very in-depth and a comprehensive answer. I really appreciate it. You mentioned Blum Shapiro for a couple of years. What did you do before Blum Shapiro?
So what's interesting is I did have my own consulting firm for all of about 30 days when my partner and manager, Amy Allen, called me and said, listen, I want you to come work for me again. We have this great opportunity at Blum Shapiro. And she had started the practice or was starting the practice. She and I worked at Suffolk Construction for many years. Mm-hmm. So prior to my consulting business, I had worked at Suffolk Construction for about 7 years. I was a regional VP for them for New England and New York. And previous to that had also been in HR leadership and business partner roles in commercial real estate and wireless communications, manufacturing. Worked for a small family business many, many years ago, which I felt sort of like I came full circle when I came to Blum, because we work with a lot of smaller you know, mid-sized clients that either don't have HR departments or have a controller or, you know, a payroll person who is doing the best they can, but maybe the company has outgrown them or has just gotten to a point where they need more support. And so I feel like, you know, I've been able to come back to my old stomping grounds a little bit in the small family and, you know, mid-sized businesses. So it's been great.
For our listeners, we've been speaking with the very informed HR talent, Frank Levesque of Bloom Shapiro. Frank, if somebody's looking for you, looking for Bloom Shapiro in this changing time, and you're right, there is a lot of change going on. And I think professionals' job right now is to help our clients navigate to a soft landing again. How would they find you?
Well, bloomshapiro.com. bloomshapiro.com, or my email address, flevesque, that's F-L-E-V as in Victor, E-S as in Sam, Q-U-E, at bloomshapiro.com, or certainly anytime at 617-221-1960.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show, and I want to thank our friend Jim Farrell, PR First, who introduced us to you, and we hope you come back again in 2020-21 and tell us how things are continuing to change.
We look forward to it.
Stay healthy, stay well, and good luck to you and Bloom Shapiro.
All right, you as well, Jeffrey. Thank you.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs.